welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we just want to take a moment and say thank you so much for joining us today here on the program, on the podcast, on the wonderful day that God has made. We're just sitting here in the studio, and we want to walk in the fullness of our calling before God, and we want to see you walk in the fullness of your calling each and every day. So that's why we have the program. Always like to do the program with a co-host, and today I've got Martita Stanton with me. Hi, Martita.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, everybody. Welcome, everybody. I love being here.
Yeah, me too. And as we do this program, Martita, you know, we do it all the time. Mm-hmm. So there's this possibility of getting into a monotonous routine or anything like that. But I am just so blessed at the different varieties of the topics that we're able to bring forth and the different viewpoints with you and Joseph and Caitlin and Patty and all the different people and the different directives and different directions that we can go with the program has been really powerful, I believe. So
I agree with you. And the topics that, you know, it's amazing because the Bible, you read the same verse and you might read it today and you might read it in 6 months and it talks to you differently because you're in a different spot in your life. And as we bring topics, just, I'm going to talk about me. Usually I bring something that the Lord is working in my life.
Right.
So if it's working and, you know, he's working with me, probably somebody out there is going through the same thing or something similar.
Or, needs to hear the truth of the word in that matter.
Yes. And we can encourage you and we can walk it together.
Absolutely. And I love that word encourage, because really, what's the purpose of Turn the Light On? It's to encourage you.
Yes.
It's so that you can turn in or tune in to a program and just be lifted up a little bit. Just be inspired or encouraged to do better today than you did yesterday, or to receive more today than you did yesterday in your life and in your walk with the Lord. So we always like to bring a topic to the table. And Martita, you got the topic for this program. And what's your topic today?
My topic is be strong in the Lord.
Awesome.
And that comes from Ephesians 6, 10 through 16. I want to go ahead and read it because that's what the Lord gave me yesterday, actually. We just sat down and this is what it starts. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, the gospel of God, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of this, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know what I love about this scripture, Martita, is it's really, it's a pretty detailed description of the spirit realm.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I don't know that a lot of people even realize there is a spiritual realm. That there is a world that is a spiritual world that is existing right on top of the world that we live in. And that world in that realm is trying to influence humans. It's trying to influence the natural realm from a spiritual realm that we can't see. But we can know it as believers and we can understand how it works. And then we can use the tools and the weapons that are described in this verse of scripture to actually combat what is coming against us in this natural world through spiritual giftings and spiritual weapons described here. But, you know, we're looking at, we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies.
Exactly.
In other words, so many times we're looking at the people around us and we're thinking that they're the fight.
Yes, and they're not.
I've done that. I've said, you know what, this person is against me, or these people are coming against me, but it's really not them. It's the spiritual wickedness and the mighty powers in the dark world and the evil spirits in heavenly places working through people that actually get us in situations where we're working against each other.
I'm glad you're bringing this up. And I have to be honest, us Christians, the church, have fallen short.
We have.
Because we don't teach about the spirit world.
Right.
We are spirit beings. We are spirit, soul, and body. So we are spirit beings. Jehovah, the Lord, the Father, he says he is a spirit. And Jesus is a spirit. And Holy Spirit lives in us. So it's all spiritual.
So is the Holy Spirit a spirit? I mean, it's actually in his name. I'm teasing. But
I know, but that's the thing. We don't go there. A lot of Christians go, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't believe there are spirits out there. Well, the Bible says there is.
Right. Do you believe the Bible?
Exactly. And the Bible says my people die because of lack of knowledge.
Right.
Because ignorance is not going to excuse you in the sense that things will happen because you believe or not. It doesn't mean that's not going to happen. It still happens.
Right.
And then we want to blame everything else and not go to the spirit world. And there's truth. And at the same time, you say, yeah, but Jesus took care of it. No, and here it tells us things that we need to do.
Sure. You know, and you know, the flesh is real too. We're not negating the fact that there is some part of the flesh and the natural world that creates problems.
Definitely.
But what we are trying to share with you is that there is a spiritual world and a spiritual realm, and you can have authority over it.
Amen.
Through Jesus. And that's what being strong in the Lord is, Martita. That
yes.
means we are being strong in him, and we need to begin to use these weapons and these things that God has given us. So what must we do?
Well, first of all, we need to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Perfect. Yeah. That's the starting line.
Yes, because to be strong in the Lord and his mighty power, I need to be saved first and have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the first thing. Second, I need to get into the Word so I understand what I got to do. And don't go by what people say.
Right.
Dig into the Word and know the Scriptures. And that's why we're bringing the Scriptures. And that's why, to me,
get
was so
knowledge.
Important. Yes, we need
so
to know.
So you don't perish.
Yes. So in here, it tells you, put on the belt of truth.
Oh.
And the body armor of God's righteousness.
Right. See, the Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will what?
Set you free.
Set us free. So the belt of truth is actually knowing God's Word so well.
Yes.
Right?
We
I
need
mean, that's
to
what
know.
I think it is. What do you think the belt of truth is?
Knowing exactly who we are in Christ.
Ooh, that's good too. I like
because
that.
If I know who I am in Christ, then I know what authority and power I have and where
exactly.
it comes from. I'm not doing it on my own. Martita has no power
right.
and authority, but I have the authority that the Lord has put on me.
Right. That's that whole thing. Jesus said, the things I've done, you'll do, and even greater things will you do because I go to the Father, and he's established his kingdom, and he's put us as
his ambassadors.
Ambassadors and representatives. So we have the same authority.
What Jesus
he has
exactly so
through
what,
him, not in our own strength.
Exactly. So what Jesus was doing in here while he was in earth, when he left, he deputized us. So we do what he was doing. He came to train us, to teach us what to do. So now we do what he told us to do. But
so
we
good.
Do it connected to him, not on our own. Like you said, we do it in Christ.
So I think one of the greatest reasons that the belt of truth is so powerful is because the enemy's greatest weapon is deception, and it's the
That's
opposite
right.
of truth. It's falsehood. It's lies. You know, the Bible says that Satan is a father of lies.
That's
and,
right.
And he has created false doctrines, false belief systems, everything contrary to the truth of the Word. He'll take anything but the truth. He'll let you believe it, and he'll try to get you to believe it in
or
in
he'll
life.
Do. You know how when you take a test that is true or false, and when they put a false statement, they will just switch one word or a little something so you can think, oh, this is true. But if you didn't read the whole sentence
right.
and know exactly the truth, you can fall short. Well, false religions, cults, they use the Word. They just twist it a little bit.
Yeah.
So unless you really know the Word, you can fall short and you can be deceived.
Yeah, that word twist comes from the word wicked. You know, like a wick on a candle is twisted.
It's turned. That's really
good.
And spun.
So, yeah, the belt of truth. I recommend you put it on.
Yes.
What's another bat?
Or shoes. Put on the peace that comes from God's, from the good news. That's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So
nice. Where are you walking in your relationship with the Lord? Exactly. You know, shoes are all about what steps are you, you know, this is what I think. What steps are you taking? What direction are you going? Where are you walking? You know, is it the gospel?
And are you sitting in the presence of the Lord daily? So you have that relationship. So it's when you know somebody, the longer you spend time with them, the more you become like them.
Right.
The more time I spend in the presence of the Lord, that peace that passes all understanding is there, and it's always there. It's flowing through me. And then everywhere I go, as I'm walking, I'm carrying it with me. So we're going to be walking in many directions. I mean, I'll go to work, and it might be a stressful job. I might be going to school, and it's a lot of studying and tests and all that is stressful. But if I'm walking with the Lord in me, that peace is in me. I can do things completely different.
That's so good. Now, we need that. We need to be walking in peace. And you can have peace in the midst of chaos if you're walking with the Lord.
Oh, definitely.
Because your life can get pretty hectic. My life gets crazy sometimes. But I've lost my peace, but I always find my peace when I reinsert myself back in with Jesus.
Exactly.
You know, it seems like when I've lost my peace, I'm not walking in the truth of the word. I take my belt off and then I lose my peace.
Yes.
You know, because when we believe something contrary to the truth, then we lose, that's how we lose our peace. And then we're not walking in the right direction, for lack of a better way of saying
it. Well, let's put it this way. Like when Peter was walking on the water and it was turmoil all around him, as long as his eyes were on Jesus, he was walking on the water. When he took his eyes off Jesus and looked at the water and the winds and all that stuff, he started to sink.
So true.
So in our daily lives, when we are in traffic and somebody cut us off, or a lot of traffic and we're running late, or we spill the coffee on our lap, or we get a call that somebody's sick or got in an accident. I mean, let's be real. Every day we have challenges.
Every day.
Sometimes we get off, keep our eyes off for a minute, stop, take a deep breath, focus back in Jesus. Let his peace just fill you up again, and then turn around and keep walking.
Yeah, I kind of want to bring this home for those who are listening. You know, sometimes I just like to reiterate to you, if you don't have peace in your life today, if you feel that turmoil, if you're feeling just that anxiety of life, then what we're saying is up to this point, you know, you've taken that belt of truth off, you don't even know the truth at this point yet in your life, because you can know the truth and be set free from that. But, you know, you can walk in peace, guys. Those of you who are out there listening, simply by being in an intimate relationship with God.
Yes.
In the midst of all that chaos, God will be with you. And he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. We just have to believe that. So let's go to the next one. It's the breastplate of righteousness. It's the body armor of God. I love it.
How do you put that on?
Yeah, well, you have to, for me to put on the breastplate of righteousness, or to walk in the righteousness of God, I have to understand what righteousness is.
Yes.
And that it's been purchased through the blood of Jesus Christ,
exactly.
That I've been made holy. I've been made perfect, even though I'm not a perfect person, but I have been made perfect by the blood of Jesus. And I've been given a righteousness, a heart of righteousness. And God has made me holy, even though I'm not.
So to me,
that's what righteousness is.
Yes, I love the way you explained it. This is how I switch it to me to understand it is, when Jesus died, he paid for my salvation. He paid for my forgiveness. He paid for my healing. He paid so I can be reconciled to the Father.
Yes.
And that made me right with the Father.
Right now, standing.
Exactly. So now I can go to the Father all the time. Again, we're spirit, soul, and body. my spirit is perfect, is made whole, and there's no sin in the spirit, and that's how I can connect to the Lord, spirit to spirit. My flesh is still a work in progress, okay? My body, well, is my body, and it keeps aging, and someday I'm going to go to heaven and have the perfect body. But by putting his armor, his godly righteousness, I know that I'm right with God, and that I'm one with him, and then he's with me all the time.
So good.
You know?
And so do you know that? Those of you who are listening, do you know that you're the righteousness of God, that your sin is not separating you from God anymore?
Amen.
Even though, you know, you shouldn't sin, if you do, Jesus' blood is covering you in that
yes.
moment, and he has actually opened the door for you to have a relationship with God.
Yes.
Through his righteousness that he has freely given to anyone who will by faith receive the gift of salvation in him. And salvation is right standing. It's that gift of being who God has called you to be. And that is his children.
Yes.
And he makes us able to do that. We can't do it in ourselves, but through Christ, we can be redeemed.
Yes, he made it available. And that brings us to the next one, which is shield of faith.
Oh, yeah.
To stop the fear arrows of the devil.
Yeah, all the fiery darts of the enemy are, to me, when I think of that, are thoughts. You know, a lot of times the enemy is shooting thoughts into our head, and our faith says no. It blocks the enemy's tactics. It's the shield. It's the arrows that are coming at us that are just negativity or anxiety, fear, depression, thoughts of suicide, thoughts of, you know, destruction. All that's coming at us, but our faith says, no, that's not who I am. I have been set free by the blood of Jesus, and my faith in God has now propelled me to a different place in my walk with him.
And that faith is what makes us admit and receive that the truth, the belt of truth, the righteousness, and the peace, we all receive it in faith.
Right.
Faith is so strong. That is what transforms us.
Sure.
Because everything that comes to be with Jesus and Father God and Holy Spirit is through faith.
Sure. You know, you have to believe by faith that you are the righteousness of God and
yes.
that the truth of God's word is true.
Yes.
That's faith to believe that. And then also, you know, that his peace is in your life, even though it doesn't seem like it. That's all done by faith. And that's that shield that we set before us. And, you know, there's just so many things because the fight is not against other people. Let's reiterate that.
Yeah.
We're talking about being strong in the Lord here. And in doing that, we have to fight the fight the way it's supposed to be fought. And it's not against people, but it's against evil spirits. Yes, evil spirits.
Yeah, and we said it on
the
radio.
They're real.
Yes, they are.
They're real, guys. Okay? So to resist the devil, we must submit to God. Resist the devil, then he will flee from us. You know, in James 4:7, we're given that example, and it just says, you've got to resist. And so many people are just falling victim to the ideals of the enemy and of the spirit realm that is over this world. They're programming us through the TV, through the music that we listen to, through the
yes.
ideals that are being taught in the colleges and in the schools, and even in elementary schools.
Oh, my gosh,
look at all
yeah.
the stuff that the enemy is pushing through
oh, yeah.
the school systems right now with transgenderism and just evil doctrines that are coming through and ways to do life apart from God, you know.
Yes.
The enemy is giving you any possible way to live your life except for Jesus and through Jesus and because of Jesus in your life. He says you can do any other thing. He'll give you 1,000 different ways to do your life as long as you don't do it.
But in
for
here,
the
it's so important because it says first, we first must commit to God.
Yes.
Don't try to resist the devil on your own and the flesh. You
That's
will not
right.
be strong
You're
enough.
Right.
But if we submit to God and to the Spirit of the Lord, then we can resist the devil. And he will know it. He knows when we are submitting to God. And he knows, okay, this person knows who they are in Christ, and then they will flee from us. But if we try to do it on our own, the evil spirits will know and they will defeat us. So the only way is submit to God, be connected. He is the branch and we are the branches. Connect.
So
he is the vine. Connect to him and the devil has to flee.
You know, I love in 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, but He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
For my power is made perfect in weakness. And therefore I, Paul, will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. You know, we know that we are weak in our flesh. We know that we're not able to do all these things that we need to do and live the way that we need to live in our own strength. That's where the faith and the armor comes in. And knowing that truth and accepting that truth and being made the righteousness of God and being who God's called us to be is the most important thing that you'll ever figure out in your life here on the earth.
And as a big witness, because when you're walking and people look at you and they go, okay, that person cannot do that in the natural. It is impossible for them to do it in the natural. How can they be at peace? How can they be so loving? When you're, and then they can see and they said, you have something I don't have and I want what you have. And that is the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit flowing through us and filling us up with his power, and we can be strong through him. And people will look and say, okay, I know you're not that strong. That comes from the Lord. And then they're going to say, would you please share that with me? And then yes, they can receive Christ too.
So good. So good. So guys, we're hoping that each of you will be inspired today to take that and run with it. Receive the Lord and receive his word and begin to apply it to your lives and see miraculous things begin to happen all around you as you begin to take authority over the spirit realm.
That's right.
And over the enemy by submitting yourself to God, resisting the devil, and then watching him flee in Jesus' name. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, thanks to all of our sponsors who help make Turn the Light On possible. If you'd like to be a sponsor, man, contact us at the church office. We could always use a few more sponsors to help keep the light turned on.
Hey, amen.
But Martita, we've been talking about being strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And, you know, we talked about the armor of God. We talked about there's a spirit realm. We need to be strong because there are works and forces of darkness that are working against us. And
that's right.
We are going to be strong in the Lord, man. Tell us, what is it that we need to have,
I
you know,
read this.
Solid in our lives?
Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I love this because it is in present tense, you know, presence. It's now.
He is our refuge
now. He is our refuge now. He is our strength now. He is always present with us in every day of our lives, no matter the situation.
That's amazing. I love that. So I just think we need to speak over everybody that's out there today.
Yes.
We need to bring the present into their lives, and we need to see God begin to move over them. So let's begin to just
speak
help
over them
understand and know some things, Martita, and let's just... We want to speak this over you out there that are listening today so that you can know the truth and put that belt on.
I'm going to start with this. Jesus is your God, your Savior, your healer, your provider. Put all your trust in Him.
You know, the Lord alone is your refuge, and He is your shelter and your place of safety.
The Lord is your place of rest.
Oh, come on, rest, right? Mm-hmm. He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly diseases and pestilences in this life.
His faithfulness, promises are your armor and protection.
So don't be afraid of the terrors of the night nor the arrows that fly in the daytime.
Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness nor the disaster that strikes at midday.
Trust in the Lord, and no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home.
The Lord orders His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone.
Jesus has given you authority to trample and crush every part of the enemy.
Because you love and trust the Lord, He will protect and rescue you.
And when you call on His name, He will answer you and show you great and mighty things.
You are loved, valuable, righteous, and forgiven.
You've been reconciled to the Father by the blood of Jesus.
You have eternal life with Christ in heaven.
And you are blessed. Guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.